This episode of the MedTalk podcast is brought to you by MedTech Innovation Expo, the UK and Ireland's leading event for medical device manufacturing. Save the date for MedTech Innovation Expo 2024, taking place on the 5th and 6th of June at the NEC in Birmingham. For more information, please visit www.medtechexpo.com. Hello and welcome to this episode of the MedTalk podcast, where we discuss the latest news and issues in life sciences. I'm Ian Bolland, Group Content Manager of Rapid MedTech. And along with Olivia Friart, the Editor of Medical Plastics News, we sat down with Arjun Luthra, Commercial Director of Biointeractions at CompaMed 2023. At CompaMed, Biointeractions relaunched its Astute Coating, its coating designed for unclotting blood. So Luthra explains how the product fits into its range, how it's different from its germ-killing coating, and the vision of the company to make healthcare settings and procedures as healthy and effective as possible.
And Arjun, thank you very much for being a guest on the MedSoul podcast again. What is it you relaunched here exactly? Because when I saw relaunch, I always think, well, we've launched it once, so why do you need to launch it again?
So, thanks for having me here today, Ian. And really what we're doing is re-highlighting the technology in this new modern age, right? And really that's because we've got some really interesting data that we would like to share with everyone, especially regarding Astute. So Astute has been used for over 30 years on class 3 implants. So we're talking oxygenation systems, hemodialysis systems, so you know, really core chronic products there. And as a very innovative solution 30 years ago, we were applied onto some very challenging areas. And not only have we operated for over 25, 30 years with no recalls, no allergic reactions, or no toxicity concerns, we've also been able to improve the performance of the device, of the coating itself. Mm. So firstly, we've increased the actual level of activity for the coating. So what we were measuring before, you know, we're about 5 to 10 times more effective than where we were about 20 years ago.
So is it fair to say that it's probably actually different from the original, you know, the original iteration of it then? Or has it just got a lot of similarities that you just really enhanced?
Yeah, let's just say this is a really optimized version of what we had before, right? We don't want to move too far away from that platform because ultimately what we innovated 30 years ago still today is the most advanced antithrombogenic coatings in the market, right? Mm-hmm. So this ability to keep the active components on the surface now really has been expanded. We've seen, you know, 40 days, we've seen months, we've seen 2 years. Now we're actually doing trials for, you know, 30 years, and we're actually seeing lifetime implants. So that's where we've been able to enhance the application and really improve the accessibility of this technology, because now we can go into your body and we'll stay there as long as you need to. And that is whilst providing an active effect. So we now have a lifetime surface that can continuously provide active solutions within the body. And that's where we weren't 30 years ago, right? So what we've been able to do is we're far more effective, but also we're far more durable today. And what that means is you now have an exponential level of opportunity in terms of what can be created, right? So before we were limited to 30-day, 40-day cycles because that was the maximum time period we had the data on. Now we've got years of efficacy. So people or medical device manufacturers can now take that data and that understanding and start to create systems that last for years, decades, or even permanently. So we are opening the goalposts and we're saying, well, now you've got a wider area to score a goal in because actually you've got a more effective material.
You know I love a football metaphor.
Yeah.
But speaking of that 30-year journey, because when you say that you've been doing it for 30 years and you've not had a recall, you've not had an allergic reaction or anything like that, you probably already touched upon this in a little bit because it feels like you've gone through lessons learned during that time. But also, how do you start as a business in this particular field with absolutely nothing behind you and gain that trust of industry?
Very good question, Ian. Right, and honestly, you need a visionary like my father. Mm. Right, it was really my father who sought to improve this type of technology in a very different way. So because he saw pharmaceuticals being used on medical devices more and more, he saw that there was a limitation with them. They get used up, so therefore, you know, you have to keep using them. So what he was able to do is actually take that pharmaceutical, put it on a surface, mm-hmm. and now we've tweaked his system so well, that surface stays active indefinitely. So he had such a unique vision in terms of where to take medical implants. That's really what started it off for everyone. He saw the problem in a greater level of detail than anyone really else did, and therefore he was able to work on a solution, on an idea for 30 years that even still today is more advanced than anything else that you get into the market, right? Mm-hmm. So for an example, most active coatings in the world today, you need to release whatever active component it is, whether it's an antimicrobial to kill germs, or whether it's an antithrombogenic to prevent blood clotting, you have to release that pharmaceutical into the body. Now, number one, what that means is over time, as time goes on, your surface gets less effective because you're releasing that out into the body. So there's less in the surface to do the to provide the performance that you're looking for, right? So that's a limit of that technology, but also there's a risk to the patient, right? Because you're releasing something else into the patient is also on other drugs. You're thinking about how do drugs interact with each other? What's the level that they're allowed to take? You know, that's why pharmacists and pharmaceuticals are highly regulated, because there's dosage amounts, there's very particular prescriptions of how much you're allowed of that active in your body. And because of our unique technology, we don't have those concerns. We don't release anything into the system. Everything is only done on the surface. So number one, that is far safer for the patient. Number two, that helps the medical device manufacturers with their regulatory submission. We can prove that with this new MDR and under this new drug device combination pathway, the concern of having this active coating from us is far lower than anyone else. So if there was to be a little bit that was ever to come off, we know that there's such little active component in there, and it's so biocompatible. For over 30 years, we've never had a recall, we've never had an adverse reaction to that pharmaceutical agent. So, you know, that's a very proud moment for us, because it's like saying that, you know, our pharmaceuticals has worked correctly as we meant them to for over 30 years. And that was set out 30 years ago by my father with this vision to use these tools, but in a different way. And he's found a way to use them in a way that's more effective, but also now more safer.
Obviously, a lot of focus that you've put towards our publications over the past year or two has been on like Trident, for example. What's different about Astute compared to Trident and Assist? Are they broadly the same, but they've got little offshoots that make them that little bit different?
They're drastically different. So what we've been speaking to about is Trident, which is the world's most advanced antimicrobial coating.
Have to say that bit.
Well, that because we've also got a little bit more data. We're now the only coating in the world that can kill within 15 seconds. So your soap, your sanitizers, they all take 30 seconds at minimum. So we're 50% quicker than them, and that's on a coating, right? But also we kill gram-positive, gram-negative bacteria, drug-resistant bacteria, envelope, non-envelope viruses. But the newest data that has come out is actually we're also effective against spores and C. diff. So we really have a monoclonal coating, and that is mostly tailored for killing germs. Mm. Whether that is on your skin, whether that's on your scrubs, whether that is on the surgical tray within the surgical theater, that's where we are applying that technology, even on your implants. Astute is actually what inspired Trident, right? So the non-leaching activity from Astute is what inspired us to make a non-leaching antimicrobial. So the same way in the fact that we kill germs only on the surface of our implants, we only unclot blood on the surface of the implants. Now, number one, what that means is, again, we're safer for the patient. So when a patient has an implant, they're usually on a heavy dose of heparin. which will thin the blood. So that gives them health risks in itself, right? So if you're cutting yourself open, that's going to be far more riskier than a normal person where their scar tissue and the scab can form. So what we've been able to do, and this is what we're actually known for, so we've been applying this technology for over 30 years, and this is really where our core expertise have been developed in, right? So because we functionalize these active components onto the surface of the device, we can ensure that a brain implant, a heart valve, can stay within your body for life, and it will not clot. It will actively not clot the blood. Now, why that's different, not only to Trident, is first of all, we're solving a different problem. Mm. So Trident is about killing germs. Astute is about unclotting blood. But really, Astute is there for blood contacting devices,
right.
Heart valves, oxygenation systems, hemodialysis systems, brain implants.
I've literally got written down as a question where what specific devices and materials is this compatible with, but it feels like you're just listing them right now.
So they're the devices. Sorry for jumping ahead there.
That's all right. But, I love an interview like this.
This is, well, it also is one of the key features of Astute, right, is we have an incredible level of efficacy. We have lifetime durability, and now we have the ability to apply it onto any surface, right? Whether this is a polymer, whether this is a metal, nitinol, stainless steel, aluminium, polyurethane, polycarbonate, or even now woven or non-woven fabrics, we can really apply ourselves to any surface in the world.
And there's not a material where it has, say, a little bit more difficulty in being compatible
There are, but that's our problem.
And it's something that you probably continue to work on, so it becomes easier, I imagine.
Effectively,
yeah.
We understand that every device has its own unique challenges, right? And so even if we're partnering up with catheter suppliers, their catheter design will have a slight difference, and that will actually impact the coating quite drastically, either in terms of how resilient and durable it is, because if you've got a different shape, your process may behave differently on that surface, but also what that really leads to is risk in the patient. The last thing you want to do is have coating come off or an adverse reaction, so like a cytotox reaction or something like that, right? So what we've been able to do here is ensure that we have a consistent platform that takes those problems into account, because it's one thing showing that we're effective on your surface, but then there's another thing proving that we're safe enough to go through all the other hurdles that you're going to have to go through for your implant. So we'll make sure we take care of all those problems. You don't have to think about them. We'll make sure that we've aligned our technology to your device rather than you having to align your technology to our coating. So it's a flexible approach that ensures that pretty much any device in the world can get the benefit of any of our coatings. Whether you're a face mask, whether you are a brain implant, whether you're a knee joint, we have a solution for it all.
Interesting. And every time I look at the board behind you, which lists your products and lists its features, I'm always thinking, what else have you got in the pipeline? Because it feels like, for example, I would have never envisaged that you could do similar things, so you end up spinning off products like you do now. I would have just thought it would have been, obviously it's probably me being a little more sheltered than yourselves, that it's probably just one thing, get it to one size fits or one size kills all germs in your sense. So I'm kind of curious as to where you go next.
We start looking at that same problem that we're tackling on the devices, but in other areas. So if we're coating all the implants with our antimicrobial coating, we now look at the people who are implanting those devices, the equipment they're using, the environment they're in, so we can expand the antimicrobial solution. And what we actually have now is a complete infection prevention infrastructure that can control germs on all surfaces within a hospital. So whether you're on a door handle, whether you are inside the patient, you can be assured you have something that is safe, but also extremely effective against a broad range of germs. So what we're able to do now is actually, as I said, we're not just changing the goalpost, now we're actually increasing the size of the pitch, right? We're adding possibilities, we're adding opportunity into the industry, but also we're showing that other areas within healthcare can get benefit from our technologies. What we've effectively been able to do is show automation without any microchip, without any battery pack, without any consumable chemical. We've been able to automate a surface forever. So that is the future of materials. And there are many, many ways that we can provide those level of benefits just in healthcare alone, right? You know, we're working with the NHS through our sister brand, Primal.
Yeah.
And we understand that hand hygiene is incredibly important, right? And actually that alone can minimize or reduce or confront between 50 to 80% of all healthcare associated infections within the environment. So if we're the individuals to actually put the coating onto the implant that goes into the body, then we should also be the individuals who protect the nurses and the doctors who are putting that implant into your body as well. So there's a lot for us to do, you know, because we're really solving, we're here to solve the problems, right? And these healthcare problems are seen everywhere, right? Healthcare is truly every day. You live with healthcare every day and hygiene, brushing your teeth, changing your clothes, having a shower. That is the basic foundations of hygiene, which is the basic form of healthcare, keeping something clean. We have to sterilize every device. We have to keep the surfaces clean within the surgical environment. So healthcare is every day. And what we're now doing is being able to tackle those challenges that we see every day that originate within the hospital, but may be seen in other areas. So that's where we go to next.
Earlier on, you mentioned about you have a look at data that confirms or, you know, shows the efficacy of your products, for example. As much as you can elaborate here, when you actually see that data put in front of you, what do you do with it in relation to the product? Does it involve some product tweaking so you identify areas to improve? Or is it a case of, no, we need to go and do something else? Or is it entirely dependent on what that data says?
A bit of both, right? You can always learn from the data set. Either something has happened either positively that you didn't expect, or something has happened negatively that you didn't expect, and that's where your learning curve comes from. But yes, ultimately, we use our data sets to enhance the performance of the technology itself. And not only do we look at the data, we actually look at the processes of the tests, and we invent our own tests. We make sure our tests are much more difficult than what you actually get in the real world environment. Now, for example, the hand protection that we are launching with the NHS, we didn't just do the standard tests that every other hand sanitizer would have done. We've actually evolved those tests. We've made them far more difficult. And then we transferred them into a real world situation to show that that data is really representative of what we can do in a real world situation.
When you say those tests are far more difficult, what's different that you can tell us about? Is it just more stringent? Is it
far more stringent? They have quicker kill times. They represent a real world situation more reliably than the test itself. You know, an EN1500 test, for instance, it is a very basic test to test the hand hygiene. But, you know, we did a hand hygiene test with based on EN1500 and another EN, where we show that our hand protection not only protects your hand, but also the surface that you touch afterwards, you're actually disinfecting and cleaning that surface. So not only did we invent that technology, we then had to invent the test for that. We then passed the test, and then we transferred that test externally so that it could be replicated by a third party to prove that we've actually created something new and different here. Right, this is not just something that is exciting to hear about as a marketing claim. Actually, this is something that does more than the current offerings in the market today. And the only way you can find out whether it does more or not is by putting it to the test.
I was at a presentation earlier on today, and it's not a new thing that this is talked about, but with continuing trends towards smaller devices and the like, how do you as a company, given that you're a specialist in coatings, how do you as a company adapt? Is it a radical change for you? Or is it a case of more of the same, but we realise we've got to adapt to the new sizes that are coming through?
To be honest, I think the real engineering feats of the medical device industry is actually miniaturization.
Yeah.
That is what medical implants are. They are other components that we find in other areas, but someone incredibly intelligently has been able to miniaturize that system, right? So we expect miniaturization because ultimately that would have the lowest impact within the body. So for us, it's something we are expecting, but also we would look to help to miniaturize and also help to implant or implement these miniature systems. So Assist, which is our lubricious coating, it is there to help with minimally invasive procedures. So, you know, if you want to get to the heart now, rather than opening up the body of the patient, you have a slit in the thigh or in the wrist, and you'll slide that device through the wrist all the way into the heart.
This is making me feel queasy almost.
Well, that's the new way of doing things, right? Yeah. If that makes you feel queasy, imagine opening up someone's chest every time, right?
Yeah, but I've seen episodes of Casualty in Olby City, so I kind of used to seeing that.
You're used to that, right? Yeah. You're used to that, right? Well, thankfully, we don't have to go that far as Holby City, right, or Casualty, because those are really stressful procedures on the patient. And ultimately, miniaturization has helped to maintain or improve the quality of the implant and reduce the impact or the risk to the patient. So what we would look to do is help move the industry in that direction, help to promote minimally invasive procedures, because ultimately that's the best thing for the patient well-being, and our coatings are a key solution to doing that, right? So whilst you're sliding something throughout the body, how about you disinfect that pathway as you're sliding it through? That might be a new area that people haven't thought about before, and we might have some solutions that may be able to help with that. So this is what we mean by increasing the goalposts, you know, providing new opportunities, new solutions that weren't possible before, ultimately to enhance the patient well-being.
For a second, there was an old Donald Trump quote that came to mind where to cure COVID, you need to inject people with disinfectant. And by the sounds of it, he's probably not that far off the mark in terms of how ridiculous it sounded at the time.
If he said a biocompatible disinfectant, I could support that comment, right?
Yeah.
We can't use disinfectant.
Well, of course we can't,
right? But effectively, what we have here is something better than that, right? And
yeah.
So here's our analogy. Henry Ford, before he invented the automobile, if he were to ask the gentry or the individuals of the day, you know, what would he like? What would they like next for their transport? And I think the underlying opinion would be what everyone would ask for: an extra horse, right? They want another horse to pull their cart, to make their cart go faster. Henry Ford was the first one to put an engine in that car and remove the horses. That's the same sort of ethos that we have in terms of approaching these problems in a different way and providing a superior solution that the industry may not have thought about, but actually is far superior to what they're using today.
That light bulb's just gone up in my head about horsepower and the terminology around it. You just identified it, and I just thought, oh, of course.
Horse and cart.
I know we're digressing a little bit by getting onto that, but that's just blowing my mind a little bit that I didn't think of that earlier.
That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
Blow your mind in any way possible, but also hopefully mostly about our technologies, right? Because ultimately that's what we're looking to do, is provide the engine in a world full of horse and carriages. And we really have that, because now we can put things into people forever and not just have them bio-inert where they just stay there, but actually we have active benefits from them. So you can have something active within your body forever. And that is a new opportunity that is just being understood today.
Providing an engine in a world of horse and carriages. I like that line. That might end up being the headline. Well, thank you very much for your time. But before I turn off the record button, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just thank you very much for taking the time. It was a pleasure to connect with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, Liv, Caroline. Yeah, look forward
to
seeing
you.
And
Helen, don't
forget Helen. And Helen, sorry, Helen. Helen, we love to see you as well. Yeah, the whole team. It's great to see you at every show and really appreciate all the support you give us as well. It's really appreciated.
Thanks, Arjun. You make for a good interview. I'll give you that.
Thank you.